The Lost Tea Party by Alex Wright. Wandering the deserts of Central Asia and North Africa since the time of the Caliphs, the Lost Tea Party is a caravan of camel-like creatures. Lost in the sands of time, it has lost not only its way, but it has lost its original form. Just as sand and time sculpt the rocks in the Manchurian Mountains, these ships of the desert have taken on the form of their cargo and passion. They've become giant four-legged teapots. Following a 1940s desert army truck that they picked up in the Sahara, they remain resolutely lost. These elegant quadruped teapots are lovingly attended to by a ragtag band of tea lovers from continents known and unknown. Lost in time and, well, basically pretty much lost in general, this band of traders, Neo-Babylonians, seekers of truth, and an odd princess or two have continued through the centuries gathering pilgrims and tales. Thrown together by chance and held together by choice, they are ready to stop and make tea at the merest suggestion. It is a simple offering from one stranger to another, as a precursor to what can be achieved when individuals meet and first impressions are important. The caravan is over 100 feet in length. The army truck now forms the head of the procession. Its cab has taken on a skull-like form, and its skeletal back, under a jerry-rigged parasol, is a complex contraption of valves, gauges, stopcocks, and copper pipes. This whistling, steaming apparatus has only one function: to boil water to the precise temperature for the brewing of tea. Maintained and administered by the Colonel Major and his hapless soldiers of fortune, they no longer scour the horizons for signs of the enemy. Rather, they search for the perfect place to make a camp and have a slap-up tea party. The five teapods are lavishly decorated within and form a small but intimate shelter for the tea lovers to hold events and ceremonies. Each pod has a unique tale to tell, trading not only in herbs, spices, and worldly goods, but also of philosophies and technologies, in a rich cultural tapestry of exchange, setting the world to rights over a really, really nice cup of tea. Alex Wright, the artist, says that the idea came about as he was sketching a row of camels. A friend said that they looked sort of like teapots, and an idea was born. Alex and most of the crew are British, which explains their tea fetish. However, they understand that tea party has a certain meaning here in the US. However, to him, a tea party has a more whimsical connotation, from Alice in Wonderland to historical British dramas, where everything stops for afternoon tea on the lawn, served with cucumber sandwiches. It's the universal solution for all of life's woes. The Lost Tea Party has no schedule or even a destination, but if you should catch it in transit, then climb on board and be transported to a timeless world of tales and tea. Along with a whiff of incense, there will be many opportunities to experience a variety of tea ceremonies garnered from all five corners of the world.